What's up, everyone? It is Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I am very excited to introduce to you my guest for today. He is Leo Rush. What's up, Leo?
What's going on, Denise? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I was pretty stoked when I found out that I was getting this interview. I was like, hell yeah. I was like, there's so much to talk about with Leo. I can't wait to kind of just talk about your journey, really.
Yes, I'm a crazy one, but let's do it.
Let's get into it. I think crazy is the right way to go ahead and describe it, because I would say the last 2 years have kind of been, you know, a lot that you have sort of gone through. You know, you had your release from WWE, you leave there, you go into the indies, you're literally wrestling everywhere. You get a New Japan contract, AEW contract, you get injured, you have to leave the sport, you come back, you're in AEW now. And that is just a quick summary of your year. So with that being said, a very broad question, Leo, kind of just knowing everything that you've been through, how has this, you know, last year been like for you? How are you feeling?
It's definitely been a emotional roller coaster I think the unpredictability of everything has been pretty crazy, just even outside of wrestling, just what's going on in the world right now. You know, it's been a lot, but I'm managing and, you know, obviously I'm doing pretty good for myself. You know, ever since, you know, leaving WWE, being involved in so many cool things and so many, you know, history making monumental things that have happened for me, in the profession. So I'm managing. I'm still going through a lot of different things, I'm sure, as everyone is. But I'm healthy. I'm still going, and you know, my family is taken care of. So that's all I can ask for.
That's the important thing. So when you debuted at AEW the first time for Double or Nothing, I was there and, you know, getting to see you as a surprise, I was like, all right, cool. I remember we did the press junket afterwards and Tony Khan was talking about you and all of that good stuff. And then unfortunately you got hurt and, you know, you had to step away from the business. So I kind of want to start with that because I was going on your Twitter account and one of the things that I saw was that you essentially kind of gave a little bit of credit to Rocky Romero because he was one of those people that, you know, essentially helped you change your perspective, kind of convinced you to get back and come back to wrestling. So I do want to ask you, what went down? You know, you had the injury. How did you go from, you know, I'm injured, I'm going to retire. And hey, you know what? You know, somebody like Rocky Romero helped me change my perspective. And hey, now I'm back and I'm back in wrestling.
Yeah, there was so much that went into that decision. A lot of thinking. I didn't know what was going on with me. I didn't know if it was just going to be, you know, ice the shoulder, rest for a couple of weeks, not be back. But when, you know, when I got the X-ray and the MRI and it showed different, a lot of things started going on in my head. I was already in a space mentally where I was ready to not fully walk away from wrestling, but I had put it in my head that I was going to start making those moves to try to transition into something else, just because of the wear and tear on my body, what it's done to my mental, you know, and just stepping away, just taking a break. It's a lot. Wrestling is a lot. But talking to Rocky, because I had already had an opportunity for New Japan Pro Wrestling with the Super J Cup. I believe this is when I was in a part of MLW. And I was the middleweight champion at the time. And this is when I was, you know, like you said, I was all over the place on the indies. I put myself out there and I did not slow up. And I think Rocky took notice to that. And I saw him and I just asked him if there was any opportunities, if there were any opportunities on the table with New Japan Pro Wrestling, I'd love to explore those possibilities, and you know, whatever it took to get there, I wanted to be there. And he had mentioned that there was going to be the Super J Cup and he wanted me to be a part of it. So that was my first opportunity with New Japan, wrestling in that tournament in front of no fans, by the way.
It's so hard. I can't even imagine how you guys try to get used to that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was quite a time. It doesn't even feel like that it was real. But I did, get enough business there to get other opportunities with New Japan, and I impressed the offices out in Japan, and obviously impressed Rocky, and so that I was so grateful for that opportunity. So that was something that I've always wanted to do. It was definitely during a time where I needed the opportunity, and I was just in a space where I wanted to wrestle, and I wanted to. It was a personal mission for me, because I wanted to, show everybody that I was, one of the best wrestlers in the world. And that's what I did. So that relationship with Rocky kind of developed over the pandemic timeframe. And when I got hurt, I didn't really think about any of the indies that I was doing. I don't know if that sounds bad or not, but, I just remember, being so disappointed, and I didn't want that disappointment to put me in such a negative space that it was reflecting on my relationship with Rocky. So I just had to be honest with him. And I remember I invited Rocky over to my house, just said that I needed to talk to him and just kind of be open with him, just, how I felt about wrestling, where I was in my personal life with my family, and just in life. I just wanted to move in a different direction, and I felt kind of lost. A lot of things came into play as far as like my thought process of just how I wanted to move forward. I talked to Rocky about it, and he made it clear that he had my back, and no matter what decision I made, he was going to support me 100%. And, if I ever decided to, change my mind or if I wanted, that opportunity to continue wrestling for New Japan, that it would always be there. And I was just so grateful for that, that he would allow me to make that decision, for myself. And, that was the first time where somebody said, it's completely up to you. Like, I didn't feel like an opportunity or something was just snatched away from me. I felt like that once I got injured. I felt like everything just kind of got taken away from me, because I was on a roll. I was so hot at the time, and it just kind of all stopped. And then Rocky giving me that leisure to, make that decision on if I wanted to continue with New Japan or not. We were just talking about life, talking about how when he first met me when I was in Ring of Honor, how I was like such a different person and how I've grown, just understanding that that's all I wanted was the opportunity. And that's all I ever, anything that I do, I just want the opportunity to show my creativity, that I'm passionate about what I'm doing, and Rocky gave me that.
I've gotten the opportunity to chat with Rocky Romero. Obviously, you interviewed him on this channel, and that's why, like, the second I saw that tweet that you wrote, it didn't surprise me whatsoever, because just from the, very quick, simple interactions that I've had with Rocky Romero, he's really this grounded person who has so much insight on the business. So I instantly, the second I saw that tweet of yours, I believed you, 100% that's the kind of person that he is. So it is really cool to kind of see, what kind of, what kind of people, like what people were telling you things, especially when you kind of need it the most, when you're like in a different place and you're a little lost in life and everything that you just mentioned. So with that being said, you come back into, you come back to wrestling. I do want to ask you, how do you become, when you decide, hey, I'm retiring, and then you make this decision to come back, was there ever any sort of like fear of maybe not being accepted or there not being the same opportunities that were originally on the table for you? Did you have any fear of that?
Yes, but here's the thing, and this is just me, just as a person. Anything that I want, or anything that I want to accomplish in life, I just go. I full force. I attack it, and I go after it. And I know if it's something that I truly, truly, truly want, then I'm going to get it, because I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna stop, no matter how crazy it might make me look. I'm just gonna keep going, because that's something that I want, not only for me but for my family. If I feel like that it can benefit me, or I can add some kind of value to whatever I'm trying to get myself involved in, and I truly believe that, then that's what I'm gonna go after. So yes, I felt like the initial opportunities that I had were going to not even be put on hold, but just, things move on. The show must go on, and everything, it's about timing. And at the right place and at the right time, it was my time to pop up on AEW and be involved in that, the Casino Battle Royal. And who knows, if I wouldn't have gotten hurt and I was in that position, then I might have a entirely different route with an AEW right now. But given that, like I said, the show must go on. It's about timing. If somebody else is better for that specific thing in that time, then they have to use that person. So it's never if that opportunity wouldn't be on the table anymore. It's just getting back to it, and I don't mind putting in the work. I don't.
That's awesome. And so I do want to ask you, so you get back into AEW, and I do want to ask, like, what was the relationship like with Tony Khan? Because obviously, you came into at Double or Nothing for the Casino Battle Royale, took the break, and then came back. So what was the relationship, the working relationship like with Tony Khan during that? And what was sort of his reaction to, hey, like, I'm ready to come back to pro wrestling? And how did it happen so that you did come back and were able to grab a spot on AEW?
My relationship with Tony off the jump was very shocking. Just because I've never dealt with someone like him before. He just so passionate and so open about, how he feels about wrestling, and being able to have those conversations with him, it's just kind of mind blowing to me, because I didn't have that relationship. I mean, although I have my conversations with Vince and everything, just being able to just literally have a conversation with Tony and laugh about certain things, or put my input in and get feedback, and it was just so, I don't know. It was I'm still getting used to it. So
I think because you're like always used to somebody when you're there in such a high position of power, and they have a certain lifestyle. Then they're at the end of the day, like I feel having a relationship with your boss is not always like there's always going to be it's going to take time regardless of what you're doing. But to be able to have that must have been pretty cool.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, yeah, my relationship with Tony has always been pretty good. I think he trusts my judgment and my opinion, and I think that's why he was so vocal about me being a part of AEW, and him wanting me to just be a part of what they have going on. But that conversation for me coming back, I think it wasn't a long conversation. It didn't take any like persuading or convincing or anything. It was almost the same as, Rocky and him telling me, whenever you want the opportunity is there whenever you want to come back. It's there. So when I was, you know, midpoint within my rehab, and I had that time to think and kind of change lanes and really think about what it is that I'm trying to accomplish and what do I want out of this and what do I want out of wrestling. Yeah, it was kind of a no-brainer. It was kind of a no-brainer to come back and kind of be on this second leg and
what was his reaction to you basically saying like, hey, I'm ready to come back. This is where I'm at in life. What was his reaction to that?
It was just kind of like, great. Like, let's do it. I mean, just so pumped up as he always is. You know, he was excited. He was excited to have me back. Yeah. And it was a lot simpler than you think.
And then, yeah, right. Like, I feel like from an outsider's perspective, you're like, well, what went down? How did this go about? What's the big story? Blah, blah, blah. You know, kind of going into that. So now, you know, you're back on AEW. You get teamed up with Dante Martin. And, you know, he's an up and coming rising young star, has really, you know, started to make a name for himself in AEW. So what was your reaction to getting paired up with Dante Martin? How did you like the idea and how did the idea come about?
Yeah, it was Tony's idea. I think he saw a lot of potential in Dante Martin, which, you know, everybody does. He's an incredible athlete, so much potential there to be a star, in professional wrestling in AEW. And Tony felt that I could, assist in helping make that happen, with my history of being a manager on screen and having the promo work and skills that I have. He felt like that I added value to what Dante, I guess, was missing. And he didn't have his brother there anymore. I know that he was paired up with his brother for some time, and he wanted, you know, that extra push for Dante. So I stepped in. And, you know, everything that I've said about Dante, you know, on screen is all true. I mean, he's such an incredible athlete and so hungry and so driven. And he reminds me a lot of me when I was trying to, you know, make a name for myself on the independent circuit. I mean, lucky for him, we now have AEW, this huge platform, the secondary option where people can come and make a name for themselves and be on TV and truly make it in the sport. So he's able to do this at such a young age and have this experience and have these moments that can you know, get him to where he wants to be. So I thought the idea was cool. You know, obviously before my injury, my focus was on me for
right,
sure.
Right.
I mean, and it still is, you know, I'm still young myself. I'm only 27 years old.
Yes.
I still feel like I have a lot to offer to the world of wrestling. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting being back in that position, of being having a manager role on top of still trying to continue to make a name for myself. So it's a very interesting dynamic. But like I said, such an incredible athlete, such an incredible wrestler, and definitely what we're doing is pretty cool.
And I think like the second we got to see you guys team up and whatnot, it was just like incredibly cool because both of you, you know, you work such a fast paced style. You do cool things in the ring. It was just very exciting to, you know, see. And I know like right after you had your match, you know, your first match back to AEW, everybody was like, oh my God, like that was such a good match. It was very exciting. So I do kind of feel like, you know, if there was any doubt in anybody's mind, I kind of feel like you sort of proved that, hey, you know what, I do belong here, et cetera. So kind of like, what was your mentality? You know, you're stepping back in, this is your second chance at a second opportunity in AEW. What was your mentality heading into that?
I mean, to me, it's as simple as go in there and do what I know how to do. And that's always been my mentality. I never really get I don't get as nervous as I used to get. Maybe that's because it's a cool feeling being I'm no longer like the rookie in the locker room. It's just such a weird thing that I'm still getting used to, but it feels appropriate just because I put in the work, I put in the hours. I hate the fact that I'm like these are now like the Rock's lyrics that
I know which one you're gonna do.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. I hate
What is it again? The jive, the power. Oh, I forgot the words.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's no, it's always as simple as go in there and do what you know how to do. And for me, I know how to be a professional wrestler. I know how to get a reaction out the crowd. I know how to entertain people. Good, whether that's being a good guy or a bad guy, and I take pride in that. So my mentality was just, like I said, go in there for the people who don't know who you are, show them who you are. And for the people who already know who you are, continue to prove exactly why you are the quote unquote man of the hour. So yeah, it's pretty simple as that.
What was your family's reaction to sort of returning to AEW and doing all this other stuff that you're doing? Because you're doing a lot more than just AEW, which we haven't even gotten to. But what was your family's reaction?
My family's reaction was they were proud of me, for sure. They were happy to see me back on TV, wrestling, and yeah, they were just ready for me to because they knew how big of a decision it was for me to come back. They knew what everything that I went through, during my rehabilitation process and just everything that I was dealing with, and all of this like in the middle of a pandemic. I have so many other people to think about other than myself. So it was super emotional and sensitive time, and for them to see me at that point of probably the lowest point that I've been in my professional athletic life, to then get back on top of that mountain and continue to climb and not giving up and stuff like that. So they were super proud of me and happy that I was just, doing what I love to do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And before we move on to some other topics, I do want to ask you, what are your goals now within AEW? Something that you would like to accomplish, people that you would like to work with, et cetera.
My goals in AEW right now, I believe, are the same goals that I've had since I initially made my debut. Continue to show everybody that I am not one of the best wrestlers in the world, but I do deserve to be in that conversation of being the best wrestler in the world, and I want to continue to show that. I want to wrestle every week. I want to wrestle every single person. I want to test myself. I want to test them. I want to. It's a very interesting time that we're in right now. A lot of this forbidden door talk, and when that forbidden door talk comes into play, you start to make these dream matchups, and you start to talk about, oh, well, who's the best wrestler in the world? Who's blah, 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 blah. And that's a conversation that I want to be a part of. I want my name thrown in that hat. But the only way for that to happen is for me to be consistent in the ring. And that's what I want. I want consistency in the ring because I'm at a point in my career where I want to wrestle, and I want to wrestle everybody.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, I know I definitely would want to see that. So let's talk about, you know, kind of wrestling everybody, Forbidden Door, all of this good stuff. So you have officially been announced or were announced already, but the first round matches have essentially been put out there already. You are wrestling for the first round match, Jack Cartwheel, at PWG Battle of Los Angeles later this month. I got to ask you, obviously, as a, you know, Los Angeles native myself, PWG is very popular and you got a sense of pride here in Los Angeles that we get an independent wrestling promotion like PWG. But I do got to ask you, you know, what are your thoughts heading into Battle of Los Angeles facing Jack Cartwheel? Of course, some of the other people have, everybody has essentially been announced. Who are some of the other guys that you're like, you know what, I would like to see myself wrestle this person?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So many people in this entire tournament that I'm just itching to be across the ring from. You know, a lot of familiar faces that I was in WWE with, the people that I'm currently in AEW with, somebody like Malakai Black. I'd love to be in the ring with Malakai. I'd love to be in the ring with Gresham. I believe I had one match with Gresham earlier, super early on in my career, and we both just have grown and developed, you know, so incredibly quickly, and that's somebody that I want to be in the ring with. And I mean, guys like Jack Cartwheel, you know, somebody who has been making such a splash on the wrestling scene, and you know, no stranger to PWG, somebody that a lot of people are definitely excited to see. I know as soon as this match got announced, so many people were excited to see. So yeah, I want to see how many cartwheels he can hit in this match.
I think it's going to be really cool to see, you know, both of you guys like in there. I feel that's going to be a don't blink match. I feel like don't blink at all or you'll miss something. It'll be incredibly fun. All right. So, let's go ahead and jump into New Japan Strong. You guys are, you know, about to do your show later this month. You guys are going to be doing your tapings. I kind of want to ask you, you know, you're teaming up with Rocky Romero and you guys are going up against Royce Isaacs and Jarrell Nelson, a good team within themselves as well. Give me your thoughts on, you know, teaming up with Rocky Romero, especially given the friendship that you guys really do legitimately have. And then on top of that, you know, what people can expect from New Japan Strong.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this match. I'm excited to team up with Rocky. It just feels appropriate. It feels right. If there was anyone to team up with in New Japan, I feel like it would be Rocky. You know, like you said, given our relationship outside of the ring, we both have similar fashion taste. We have similar music taste. So there's definitely a compatibility there that we need to explore in the ring together against these other clowns that we're about to wrestle. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm excited for my continued journey in New Japan. I'm glad that I accomplished the things that I have in New Japan so far, and the things that I've done in New Japan. But there's definitely a lot of things that I still want to accomplish and people that I want to wrestle in New Japan, and not just in the States, not just on Strong. I want to be in Japan. I want to wrestle. I got a little taste of that wrestling Taiji Ishimori. And after that match, I've been wanting more. I've been craving more. So
do you have your eye on anybody or any particular thing since you mentioned you had a couple of people you had in mind?
I mean, I want the top dogs. That's all I want. I want the top dogs. Give me Okada. Give me Ospreay. Give me Tanahashi. Give me anybody that you are saying is the best wrestler in the world. Put them in the ring with me. We'll see exactly who is the best wrestler in the world. That's my take on it.
Incredible, incredible. So, Leah, first of all, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to even do this interview with me. And, you know, I know I told you we'd do like 20, 25 minutes. I know we're nearing towards the 30-minute mark. So before we go, I kind of just want to ask you, you know, like, what do you want the fans to know about you in terms of heading into 2022? What can the people expect from Leah Rush?
I am on a goddamn mission. I am on a mission. And I don't want to give up too much, but just be on the lookout. Just follow my journey. If anything, if I can tell you anything, just continue to follow what I'm doing, because everything that I do, I put 110% in. I'm super passionate about everything. I don't like wasted movement. I don't like wasted time. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for everything that I have going on, not even just with wrestling, but with my music. I'm always doing something exciting. So if it's one thing that I can do is keep you entertained. So allow me to entertain you.
Well said. And if the people want to check out your music and just follow you in social media, go ahead and let them know where they can find all of that information.
For sure. You can follow me on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, @IamLeoRush. My TikTok is @TheLionelGreen. You can, you know, download and stream my music on all downloadable and streaming platforms, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, you name it. Quick plug, but I do have a new EP coming out this February on Valentine's Day titled To You. And I'm looking much forward to that. So just be on the lookout for everything I have going on.
How exciting. Can I ask how many songs? Do we get any, like, what do we know? What do we know? What can we know?
I released the EP this past November called Not Found. That was a 5-track EP. And I will be releasing another 5-track EP in February. So yeah, it'll be 5 tracks.
How exciting. I can't wait to check it out. Thank you so much, Leo, for doing this interview with me. I can't wait to continue seeing you on AEW and everything else that you do. Guys, thank you so much for watching this video. Please do not forget to give this channel a subscribe. Give this video a like. And until next time, I'm Denise Salcedo. This is Leah Rush, and we'll see you guys later. Bye, everyone.